These fires have been burning across the Jhadiya coalfield in India's eastern state of Jharkhand for more than 100 years. They've destroyed thousands of homes and made much of Jhadiya town uninhabitable. Dilip Bauri is now a single parent after his 30-year-old wife, Kalyani Devi, fell into a pit while taking their daughter to use the toilet. The ground here often caves in because of the fires.
My daughter came running and said, "Mummy has fallen into a pit." I rushed to the spot and I pray to God that no one has to ever see a sight like that.
Jhadiya is India's most lucrative coalfield, but also the site of one of its biggest environmental disasters. Underground fires were first detected in 1916 in abandoned mines which weren't decommissioned properly. More recently, two decades of unrestrained open-cast mining has brought the fires to the surface, but the Indian government is pushing ahead with plans to expand the sector in Jharkhand and beyond.
India is developing. It's industrializing, and for that we need power, and more and more power is needed for the, and 70% we are dependent on this thermal power.
India is already the world's second largest producer, consumer and importer of coal. Jharkhand is home to the country's largest coal reserves, but also to forests rich in biodiversity.
The coal block under these fields and that forest was auctioned to one of India's biggest companies nearly a year ago, but no work has started. That's because the state of Jharkhand is challenging the central government's plans in the Supreme Court on environmental grounds. There are plans to convert these fields and large tracts of forest into mines, displacing tens of thousands of people who often belong to indigenous tribes.
Politicians in Jharkhand say any expansion must take people into consideration.
Now the problem here is everyone wants coal, government wants coal, we want expansion. But what is the cost? People are paying for it. The truth is that there is an expansion, but people are not getting their due. You want to have a coal block, you want to have the coal. But what about the people living above the surface?
Like thousands of others, Dilip Bauri says he won't leave Jhadiya because the government hasn't provided proper accommodation elsewhere. As India's electricity demand grows with its economy, environmentalists say it must prioritise clean energy for any development to be beneficial in the years to come. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Jharkhand, Eastern India.